Sligo's obsessed with space.
I am. What a nerd. You know,
obsessed.
The internationals, I was expecting as a child that I would be in space by now. They told us we'd be on the moon and blah, blah, blah.
You didn't think you would be like one of the 10 people in space. You thought like
everyone. Yeah, I thought everybody. Yeah, because everybody's so excited. I remember one of the first memories of my life was watching man land on the moon. I was very little.
And that was so long ago. Of course you thought, well,
yeah,
in 20 years and 30 years and 40 years from now, yeah, of course people
will. So the International Space Station holds special interest to me. And I mean, I've even gone out and seen it go by. You know,
you have.
Yeah, you can actually watch it. And it, man, it hauls ass across the sky. They'll tell you when and whatever. But I just found this
telescope. Or can you see it with your naked eye?
I do, but I haven't used it in a long time. I mean, you can see it with your naked
eye. You can, okay.
Yeah, on clear nights and when they tell you.
What about your clothed eye?
That one's pretty useless, actually. So I'm just curious if you know what the ultimate plan for the ISS is. Like,
the
what are
ultimate
they
plan for the International Space Station?
And I had no idea until a couple of weeks ago about this.
They're gonna use it as a sperm bank to repopulate another planet.
That's a good idea. Like, keep like samples up there.
Right?
And everything. There's only one problem with that is that when it crashes into Earth.
That's the plan?
In 2031, on purpose.
What?
Then everything would be lost.
Why are they going to crash it into Earth?
Well, that's the first. What do you? Why do you think they would do that? My first guess was that, you know, the orbit's decaying. I mean, everything, eventually the orbit decays. And I was like, why can't they just boost it?
Do you think the orbit or the actual space station?
The actual space station is what's getting old. And it's already lived a little longer than they thought it would. And
but
they were
there's no, it's not like it's hitting wind or dirt or debris.
No, it's a lot of the actual connecting, all the ships that go and connect to it every time are kind of screwing it up. And then there is space little debris and stuff that's kind of,
right.
And I suppose to some degree the radiation isn't helping as well. But the plan all along has been to crash it about 1,600 miles from land. In a point called a Point Nemo in the South Pacific Ocean, right?
What could go wrong?
I mean, it's going to crash into New York City, most likely.
What?
But
how is that their plan?
They're going to bring it down slowly. They can actually do it.
Oh, so they're going to bring it.
Yeah, they're going to drive
it. Control it down.
Yeah.
Rather than just let it explode or whatever.
No, they're going to push it out of the sky slowly and not park it. There's not really any way to park it. But they're going to crash it into the ocean. I mean, all the people that have lived up there and spent time up there.
That's pretty cool.
251 residents and visitors have been there since 2000.
Wow, that's a lot.
Isn't it? I had no idea that many.
There's going to be like 12 people on there going, what's happening? We're moving toward Earth.
It's getting closer.
It's getting hot. I'm not liking this.
It took 15 different nations and 42 assembly flights and 11 years to actually put it together. Started off as just three little, like, very small.
Is that right?
Yeah, and they've been building onto it ever since. And I thought they were going to build, like, a nice big wheel, like in 2001 event. I thought that was the basis and beginning of it.
Right. That's what I thought.
Huh. They're going to crash. You know, I abandoned a car one time, a Ford Fiesta. I just left it in a parking lot.
I abandoned a car, too.
That's what they're going to do to the space station.
It lit on fire, and I tried to put it out with orange soda. Maybe that's what's going to happen to the space station.
How many people are going to be down there watching it crash, though? How cool is that going to be?
That is pretty cool.
I mean, I want to go. It's 2031.
Well, you can make it.
I probably can. Save up between now and then. I don't get to go in space. I can watch the damn thing come down.
Sure. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
People Are Dumb coming up in about 15 minutes. First, I'd like to thank all of the people that tweet me.
Yeah.
I love each and every one of them.
Every single one of them?
No, there are some that I don't.
Okay.
And those are the ones that wait until just before I go to bed.
Yeah.
Or somewhere in the evening.
Right.
Before they know that I go to bed, when I look at Twitter and they'll send me things like this. I showed you this.
Oh, what the hell is that?
Japanese engineered creepy lamp.
Yeah, it's a creepy lamp, all right.
It's a spider lamp. So literally, it's a nightlight.
It's like a box that's lit up, but underneath it, spider legs.
Spider legs.
Giant, hairy, black spider legs.
Yes, and it moves.
And
throughout the night.
Throughout the night, I didn't know that.
Yes, if you leave it on, it just keeps moving.
The video you showed me shows it heading down the hall, terrifying a toddler.
There is a little child that is scared of it and running from it, and it seems to be following the little child.
It's following the toddler.
We don't know. No.
I'm here to provide you with light.
No.
Come back.
Why?
I know. Would,
I mean, I know there are people who love spiders.
Yes.
I get it.
You could put your spider on top of the spider.
Right.
And watch your spider wander around the
light.
On a light.
But why do we need a spider nightlight?
That is so funky. That is so something.
And it looks like it's about a foot and a half tall or two
feet
tall.
Yeah, it looks pretty tall.
It's not a tiny little nightlight like a plug into the plug.
Large thing to be wandering
with
around the house.
Giant spider legs on it.
You know what would be awesome? You got a party going on. Everybody's kind of wasted. You turn on that light.
Oh, that'd be great.
Let it wander into the room.
Turn everything else off.
Yes. Like, just without telling anybody,
of course.
Kill the power.
Kill the power.
And then all of a sudden this thing comes out.
Oh.
You better be ready for it to be smashed, because someone will save the day.
Well, that's what I'm going to, that's how I'll use it. If anyone sends it to me, that's how I will get rid of it.
You going to tweet this?
I'll tweet it.
Yeah, everybody got to see it.
I'll tweet it from at Kevin and Sluggo. And, you know, I don't need thanks for thinking of me. You know, on Twitter, and we have a lot of people who interact with us that we're grateful for.
Yes.
Both and Sluggo and I.
I'm particularly grateful for folks who sent you that. Is that wrong?
I know you
Did
are.
Did I say that wrong?
Yeah, no,
I
you
think
said
that came
that
out wrong.
No, you said that right, because I know that you make it makes you happy when I'm unhappy.
I'm terrified.
I will tweet it from at Kevin
yes,
and Sluggo,
please.
And no, please. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah!
Dead woman bangs on coffin to say she's alive during her own funeral.
That's not supposed to happen anymore. I think they fixed that crap.
A funeral in Peru was dramatically interrupted.
Oh, that's not good.
After knocking was heard from within the coffin. Can you imagine?
No!
Her family had all gathered to pay their final respects.
Sure.
On April 26th,
mm-hmm.
She'd been in a serious car accident. They had lost a brother-in-law and a nephews with some serious injuries, and she was pronounced dead.
Right.
And later loaded into a coffin ahead of her funeral. So her entire family gets together, dressed up.
Right.
And it's a super, super bummer.
Right.
Clearly.
Yeah. Terrible.
Because they have to say goodbye to her.
Right.
And her relatives hoisted the wooden structure under their shoulders, and they began to hear strange sounds.
Get out of here. Is this really true?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They lowered the coffin and opened the lid to find a weak, but very much alive, Rosa peering up at them.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
No.
What must have been going through her mind? Well, I mean, we don't know if she was awake until that point.
Yeah, but you know, so you're so super confined in there, and it's in completely dark, but maybe you remember being in an accident?
Cemetery caretaker Juan Segundo said she opened her eyes and was sweating.
I bet she was.
I immediately went to my office and called the police. Her family, who had to say their farewells twice, are now demanding answers. So what happened was, they let her out of the coffin.
Right.
She was alive.
Right.
They took her to the hospital.
Right.
A couple hours later, she died.
Get out of here! Oh, my God.
So then they put her back in the coffin.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Then they put her back in the coffin a second time in the same day.
No.
And her family had to say goodbye again.
No.
This time, I'm sure they were... They had the lid cracked?
Are you really dead?
Right.
Hey, wake up! That's horrifying.
I don't know why I'm laughing. This is awful.
Because what are you going to do? That's so
twice
awful.
In the same day. Are we sure she's dead? Okay.
I felt that way a few times, but wow, twice in one day.
Isn't that great?
Awful.
And by great, I mean awful.
Classic. Damn.
So we'll take some calls in the 5 o'clock hour about what scares you about death. Because I'm sure that's one of them.
Well, I guess. You know, they used to have bells. So they would ring on the surface. And if you were inside, you could pull a string and it would ring a bell. Yeah, because a lot of people had certain diseases and whatever. Usually that's why they would wait 3 days. That's where the whole 3 days.
I would figure out a way to ring that bell so often.
Oh my God, it would just be nonstop.
I would just run a different string over to me and I would just go. Just to see that.
Right now, as Kevin is wont to do at about 3:50, he's got people are dumb. What do you got for us, man?
This is a first. I've never seen, this comes out of Oklahoma City. A teenager was taken into custody Tuesday afternoon after an incident at a bank in northwest Oklahoma City. But they hadn't really done anything.
Okay.
So their plan was to take an Uber to the bank.
Okay.
Rob the bank.
Uh-huh.
Then call an Uber as a pickup vehicle. A different one.
Really? So not ask him to wait or be right back out with the loot?
Correct.
We're robbing this place. What are you thinking?
An Uber driver drove three teenagers to the Mid-First Bank near Northwest 23rd Street. Two of the teenagers went inside, one of which saying, I'm going to go in there and cap somebody.
Good to let people know ahead of time.
Which, by the way, a teenager saying cap somebody.
What is this, 1991?
The Uber driver then called the police, who arrived shortly afterward.
Just dropped off these idiots at a bank. One of them seems like he wants to shoot somebody.
Bank officials told officers that nothing was going on, but the teenagers were acting suspicious. So they hadn't even started robbing the bank yet. And the police were already there.
They're just, what are they, sitting around over in the lobby area? Kind of go, oh, you do it.
I did it last time.
I thought you wanted to cap somebody.
An officer approached the teenagers and asked what was going on. One of them got defensive and got into an altercation with the officer, who used the stun gun on him.
That escalated quickly.
They learned that the teenager had a gun in his fanny pack, but he never took it out and threatened anyone. The teenager was taken into custody and will be transferred to the juvenile detention center.
Oh,
so they got arrested before
nothing.
Before trying to rob
a
bank.
They did nothing except tell people their stupid plan. That is stupid.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Baba booey!
We talked about this story earlier today, and it is frightening.
It's horrifying. It's not supposed to happen anymore.
Dead woman bangs on coffin to say she's alive during her own funeral.
They were actually carrying the casket, right?
Yeah, the family was carrying the casket, and they heard some banging.
I mean, it's like...
That's not...
You wake up, it's really dark. I mean, at least it's comfortable. They make it comfortable inside those things, but...
The funeral in Peru was dramatically interrupted. I guess so. After knocking was heard within a coffin. The family of Rosa Isabel Cepedes...
Well said.
...had gathered to pay their final respects on April 21st.
Turns out... Not the final respects after all.
Turns out they heard some noise. They opened it up. She was alive.
Wow. How does that happen? What kind of crap doctor was that?
Great question. I don't know.
Man, oh man. Yeah, she's dead. I don't know.
There was a bad car accident and some other people in the car were killed.
Mm-hmm.
But she was pronounced dead. But she wasn't, clearly.
Bring out your dead!
Right. So we're looking for your fears of death.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Your fears of death. Because I know this has to be one of them.
Right.
When you're put into a coffin and you're not dead.
Yeah, that's a universal.
A
yeah, I would think. They used to let them sit around for a while, about 3 days, until they were like,
so this
okay.
wouldn't happen?
Yes.
She was pronounced dead following the horrific crash and later loaded into a coffin for her funeral. But when her relatives hoisted the wooden structure on their shoulders, they began to hear strange sounds. They lowered the coffin and opened the lid to find a weak but very much alive Rosa.
Thanks a lot, guys!
Peering up at them.
How?
Can you imagine?
No. No, I can't.
So they took her to the hospital and then she died. So then...
What?
So then, for the second time, on the same day, they said their respects and later.
What if she still wasn't dead?
Wouldn't that be awesome? Again?
Yeah. Now she's buried.
Oh, that's just got to be. Oh.
You know,
I've seen that a few times in TV shows.
Yeah.
I think it was 24, one of those shows like that. And I just remember seeing somebody was in there and was running out of breath, and it's got to be frightening beyond words.
A little. I guess, especially how dark it would be, and pretty quiet if you're actually been 6 feet under already.
Yeah, with dirt on top of you?
Yeah, yeah. Ain't that no getting out of there.
No, there is no getting out of there.
So, yeah, what about
what
death? Yeah, what death-related thing?
The only thing that I'm really, like, truly afraid of is something super painful like fire. You know what I mean? Like,
other
than that, I don't really have a lot.
I mean, there's just no guessing how it's going to happen, so I don't really dwell on it very much. You know what I mean?
Best case scenario.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
What?
Just like I don't even
just
wake
go
up.
Go in your sleep?
I hate to say, don't tune out. If the idea of dying in your sleep is a good one for you and it makes you happy, just turn down the radio
everyone.
For a second.
Why
turn down the radio.
Why does grandpa have to ruin everything?
Because think about this. I mean, what were you dreaming about when you died? I mean, what's worse than your dreams? I have some funky, bad dreams.
What if it's dreams. A great dream?
Awesome.
But
what if
just,
it isn't?
You're just taking bets on it not being great? So your fear about
dying... Okay, you turn the radio back up.
Can what is it about? Say that?
Sure, I don't know.
If they turn the radio down, I can they hear you say, turn the radio back up?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to keep reposting your pictures, by the way, if you send the funniest awesome. Picture on your phone. But your fears about death, 818-955-KLOS. We were talking about a woman who was apparently in Peru, had died. She was in her coffin. They were having a funeral. She came back to life. She started banging on the side of the coffin.
Unbelievable.
Saying, hey, what about me here? Hey, I'm alive. And then later she died.
So they the same day.
So they had a second funeral on the same day for the same person.
How did they put her back in the same coffin?
Good question.
I mean, dang.
Good question. I don't know. So we're asking about your fears about death. You have one? Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Sean from Ventura. How you doing?
Sean, what were you singing?
No, my wall pigs have the power.
Yeah.
Nice.
Woo!
Damn
straight.
All right, we're talking about your fear of dying.
Well, it's like this. I don't want to die doing something embarrassing like flipping on dog crap or something like that. I think that's the worst. But to be honest with you, I'll be dead afterwards, so I really won't be embarrassed. But
until then,
that's about it.
Thought of maybe everybody having a laugh, like some jackasses on the radio talking about you having died.
He fell and then he was dead.
Everybody thought it was really dumb.
Oh, like, and I died and then I didn't die and then they found me and they buried me.
Right, and then they buried you. Crazy. That's a crazy story. Thank you for calling.
Used to stay alive. Thanks. Yeah, so being an embarrassing way.
Yes.
I guess that makes sense.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. You're asking about horrible thoughts about dying?
Yes,
please. Your fears about death, yes.
My biggest fear would be, like, to die and then think I'm going to the gates of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they electroshock me and bring me back.
Oh, yeah. You know, that makes sense, too.
So can you say, no, I don't want to come back.
I don't want to come back.
Please, no.
Have you actually filled out your little leave me the hell alone form yet? So that won't happen to you?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
My son's a tattoo artist. In fact, so is my daughter now. And I've thought about having them tattoo it across my chest. No DNR.
Well, let me ask you one question, though. What if what you're seeing are not the gates of heaven, but the fiery pits of hell?
Well, then I guess I'll have lots of company.
Wow. Right. All right. She's fine with it.
818-955-KLOS.
Your fears about dying. We're talking about your fears of dying, basically.
Yeah.
You have one, sir?
There was a time when I was in the Marine Corps. I was driving with a buddy. I had a feeling, and all of a sudden I said, we need to slow down. When we got over to the edge of where we were at after he slowed down, it was a straight 1,000-foot drop down. And ever since that time, I've had dreams of going over a cliff in a vehicle.
Gotcha.
Sure. That, man, no wonder. Absolutely.
That makes total sense.
So you stay away from all those mountain roads at this point, I would think.
Actually, I do.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Probably smart.
I think about it a lot.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Damn. Well, I'm glad you did pulled over when you did, man. And thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Bill. How's it going, boys?
It's going well, thank you.
Hey, dude. Okay, so check this out. I had a call about this one. This has been one of the biggest fears of my life. So I'm a plumber, and when I'm going under houses, my biggest fear is there's an earthquake and the house falls down on me.
Wow, that totally makes sense.
That does make sense here.
That makes 100% sense.
I'm 35, been plumbing for about 10 years. Got my own business, but, dude, that is one anxiety that I absolutely have. It's still one of the scariest things that I cannot get off my mind when I'm working under home.
Totally makes sense. Wow. Right on, man. Well, thank you for putting that in our heads.
Yes, thanks. That's very great. Thank you.
Thank you, dude. No, thanks. That's awesome.
Yeah!
Are you okay?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We were talking about the woman who woke up in a coffin while they were having a ceremony for her.
They were carrying her
to rest.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, that's actually why they used to put bells.
Hey, still alive here. I'm not quite dead yet.
I'd be stone dead in a moment. They have string inside the coffin, so you could pull that string, and up above on the surface, 6 feet up, it'd be a little bell ringing. And that actually happens sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
And they were alive?
Occasionally.
Yeah, it's frightening.
Oh, looks like we buried Sam too soon.
No one liked him anyway. Let's leave him there.
Dig him up, hit him on the head with a shovel, and put him back in there.
You have a fear of death?
My biggest fear, I work over at a bank. and it would have to be robbery.
Yeah. Well, I can see that. If you work at a bank, that makes sense.
Yeah. Do you have dreams about it?
No, not. I mean, we've had close encounters a couple times, and that's been a little scary.
Yeah, of course.
Time. But other than that.
Yeah. Do you have a plan of action? I mean, why don't you give us all the details off the air so when we come to rob the bank, we'll know how to...
and what's the address, exactly? We're not really coming to rob the bank.
Oh, so. We're not?
No. Not today.
All right, thanks for calling. Thank you.
All right, bye.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, so driving in or around freeways where there's giant overpasses and maniacs are taking those overpasses at really high speeds, I just have this fear of passing by right at a time where one falls off the edge and just lands on top of it.
Can you recognize that as the odds are 1 billion to 1 against that happening?
I'm not sure they're 1 billion to 1, but they're high. Very, very
high.
I mean, probably, but it's a non-zero chance, right?
So. Yeah.
You ever see the movie Earthquake back in the 70s?
Oh, man.
Yes. Yeah, the whole freeway.
Yeah, there was that one scene where that it collapsed, and then the car or truck full of cows went off the side. Now I've always stuck in my head.
You're afraid of a truck of cows?
Cows scare the hell out of me. Okay. Gary Larson was right. Just about to kick off our Gimme Five, and the five theme today: real places in songs.
Gimme Five.
I believe that guy should be injured.
That guy is super high.
He should be dealt with.
I want some of what he has. It's Gimme Five. We play five songs in a row with the theme, and today's theme is real places.
Actual places in song titles.
Correct.
I do believe that Panama really exists. Real places in song titles.
It's Gimme Five. Five songs in a row with the theme.
And today, it's all about real places. I'm thinking you've probably been to this next place, LaGrange, ZZ Top LaGrange. You've been out there.
I have.
Yeah. Hey, when are we going to give away tickets to another real place, by the way? Disneyland, the California Adventure.
Oh, that Summer Invasion?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking we could do it right at the end of this lovely little countdown.
Sure.
So as soon as it's all over, the Gimme Five, be ready to win then.
Sure.
Or die.
Sure.
It is Gimme Five on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Five songs in a row with a theme. Today's theme is real places.
And suddenly it's turned into Southern California, into Los Angeles. Santa Monica there, and Sunset Grill now from Don Henley. When was the last time you ate there? At the Sunset Grill, right there next to Guitar Center.
Oh, boy, it's been forever.
I remember the first several times I went, and you'd sit at the counter outside, just like in the song here, but now it's all covered, it's nice, it's clean, and it's damn tasty still.
It's better.
Yeah, well...
It's better.
It's number two on the Gimme Five on KLOS. Kashmir.
So we're going to Gimme Five all real places today.
Panama was number five in no particular order, right? These aren't in some
These
sort
are
of...
not. We do not count down to number one. We're not Casey Kasem.
We hope you're making wagers with your closest enemies, however, as to what number two was. Sunset Grill, Santa Monica was number three. LaGrange, ZZ Top was number four. And Kashmir, they're number one. So if you made
number five.
Yeah, number 17. Number 36. Number eight.
You went 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
I know. I was like hoping no one would mention that.
That's not how the numbers go.
No, I see. I'm sorry.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Did you go to college? You didn't go to college.
No, I didn't finish high school.
What a waste. What a waste that was.
Going to high school. Yeah.
NYU launches Taylor Swift class. You can actually take Taylor Swift in a class at NYU, according to Variety.
How much can there be to study for an entire semester? How does that work? I don't even know a single Taylor Swift title.
The course objective, students will learn about the legacy of pop and country songwriters that have influenced Swift. Number two, what? Students will gain an understanding of how to discourse youth and girlhood. Three, students will learn about politics of race and contemporary popular music. Four, students will develop greater sophistication. Blah, 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 blah,
and
blah,
this
blah,
is what they're taking out student loans for $150 yes. million dollars they're going to pay
NYU
for the rest of their life.
Expensive
yes,
school.
Very expensive school.
And we're very lucky to have Professor Ronnie Klingenhammer.
What?
On the line with us.
From professor. NYU?
From NYU.
Wow.
Hello, sir.
All right. That's Godhead.
Are you?
Yeah.
So, you're the professor?
I'm professor teaching the Taylor Swift class.
Uh-huh.
That's amazing.
All right.
How did you get picked for that class? Why are you qualified to pick that to teach?
Because I love Taylor Swift. She's so adorable and cute.
Right, but I'm guessing.
And she's so talented. She's Godhead.
Right. But I mean, like, are you going to study, like, the way she writes songs or that kind of stuff? Or what's the focus?
She's super cute and super talented.
Is that right?
I bet she passes the pencil test.
Nobody passes the pencil test anymore.
I'll bet she does.
I'm gonna teach all about her and all the good things about Taylor Swift.
Like what, though? Yes. I mean, you've only said she's cute. What else is there?
Yeah. That covers the first 6 seconds.
Super rich and super famous, too.
Right.
And yet somehow she always is the victim. That's incredible how she does that.
Well, okay, so I can...
Godhead.
It's so weird because I had a friend who used to use the word Godhead.
Yeah. What happened to that guy?
All right. Your friend sounds cool.
How did he get a teaching job at NYU?
Well, I learned a lot about music over the years. Mm-hmm. I'm like really into music.
Right.
And I said to them, I have a degree in musicness. And
it's not a thing.
Said, all right. You should teach a course. And I said, okay, I'm going to teach a course on the Monkees. All right.
Is there any chance you look a little like Davy Jones and drive a GTO, a little GTO to the school?
Davy, GTOs are Godhead. I wish I had a GTO.
Oh, days
mine got stolen.
Oh, that's so sad.
Hold on, Tripp's on the phone.
Good luck with that. We try at 5:50 to give you People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
When we miss, I blame it on the time change still. I'm
right, sure.
Trying to recoup.
Thrown us
still,
off.
Yeah,
really?
Months.
Oh, it's been so rough. This is the story of the coolest thief in Egypt. He's not incredibly smart, but he is cool.
Okay.
Mohamed Ragbah is a reporter for a news site that was live streaming a report on social media on Facebook.
Okay.
There was an earthquake, a 6.2 earthquake, and the guy was standing on a bridge broadcasting to 20,000 people.
Right.
When a guy on a motorcycle flew by and just stole his phone out of his hand. Literally stole the phone out of his hand. But it was broadcasting to 20,000 people.
Sure.
So
wow.
He looks like over his shoulder a couple times. Play the audio. This is the reporter.
Okay.
And then you'll hear his phone go dead for 1 second. And then you hear the guy speeding off. Now he's got it. And he's looking over his shoulder, but he also looks down at the phone.
So he's looking at 20,000 people.
He's broadcasting himself.
Did he have any idea he was doing
that? No, no idea.
Oh, he was just stealing someone's phone.
He was just sucking on a cig, just hanging out, sucking on a cigarette, hanging out of his mouth while he rode his motorcycle.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
And everybody was like, he's so cool, he's not even worried.
He doesn't care.
How could he still be smoking a cigarette while he's stealing some guy's phone? And, of course, they were able to identify him very quickly and arrest him because he was broadcasting his theft to 20,000 people.
I'm not sure that People Are Dumb fits this one. I think people are cool on this one.
Well,
some people are cool.
He did look pretty cool with the cig. I got to be honest.
Some people are cool. When they steal phones.
Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS. Tell me about that band.
Oh, man. Violet Saturn and brother and sister team out of Malibu. I got to see them just before the world shut down.
Oh.
They were just getting their start in a tiny little rehearsal space.
Terrible time to launch a band.
And the energy. Yeah, right? Enjoy 2020.
Wow.
Yeah, they're just so great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing them live and for real. By the way, have you texted the word stimulus yet to our new tiny little Denaro. I knew I couldn't.
Yeah,
that.
I knew.
It's just not going to happen.
Try it again.
Denarosaurus Rex. It's Cachosaurus.
Kid.
Son.
Yeah, kid.
Yeah. 68255 is the word stimulus, please. Quickly.
When I was out of work, I was watching a lot of TV,
mm-hmm.
and I started watching a show called To Catch a Smuggler
okay.
on Discovery Channel.
Right.
And it's basically people trying to get drugs into the United States in 1,000 different ways.
Wow, yeah.
And they've got agents there that are questioning people, and they've got drug-sniffing dogs, and it's kind of crazy.
Right.
And I saw this headline, customs agents in Cincinnati seized 44 pounds of cornflakes.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Covered in cocaine instead of sugar.
How the hell did that happen?
Where's my
cocaine? Damn it!
I don't know, but you know, cornflakes don't really weigh much.
No.
So I don't know how big the shipment was to be 44 pounds of it, but imagine biting into cornflakes or giving them to your kids.
Well, that'll wake you up.
And they actually have cocaine on it instead of sugar.
Yeah, you know.
A drug-sniffing dog found it first and was sniffing at it, and they were like, wait, what's going on? And they saw it, and it was like, all right, covered in cocaine.
Well, who did this? How did this even happen?
It's a company called Angel Cereals out of Lima, Peru. And I think we have the CEO and the marketing director
on the line. Hello? Hey, it's KLOS.
Hey, guys. How you doing, man? This is Chad Angel. How you doing? It's Angel Cereals out of Peru. How's it going, fellas?
Wow. Well, we're well, and it sounds like you're doing pretty well as well.
Woo! Woo! I'm doing great, man. You know, I want you to know, I heard you guys talking about the story, and I just want you to know, I am the CEO and marketing, executive from Cereales Angel, which is what we say down here in Peru, but actually it's a company named after me. I'm Chad Angel. It's my cereal company, and I just wanted to straighten a couple things out, if you don't mind.
Okay, yes,
no,
please.
That sounds very good. Tell us about it, sir.
Look, this whole thing's a misunderstanding, okay? I do distribute cereals around the world. I am an international company. I'm a company, and we sell cereal all around the world. And yes, the cornflakes were my cornflakes, but I had nothing to do with any cocaine that was ever found by any dogs.
Yeah, I mean, there were 44 pounds of it.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right? It's crazy. If you had 44 pounds of cocaine, let's say that's a street value of, I don't know, $2,822,400. Would you put it in this cereal, man? That's crazy. Who would do that?
I mean, I think you do that. No way.
I'm a legitimate businessman. All I do is sell cereal. And, you know, it's crazy. The whole thing's like a massive undertaking. And what are they doing with dogs around cereal anyway? That seems unsanitary to me, man. You want, like, dog hair in your Rice Krispies? Not me, man.
You sound like you're very excited,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, you're a little amped.
Well, I'm just a happy guy. I'm a happy guy. That's why they call me Snow Angel, man. Like, my friends call me Snow Angel because I like to make snow angels, or they call me Chatty Lines because, you know, I wear a lot of stripes, or Chatty Rails because I like to go on a lot of railroad trips, or Chatty Bumps, or Chatty Toots, or Johnny 8-Ball. I play a lot of pool with Johnny Cocaine. I got a lot of different nicknames, but I am a legitimate businessman, and I'm just trying to sell cereal, man.
Okay, so you're saying that there was no cocaine on the cornflakes?
Not when they left my factory, man. No, something happened between my factory and Cincinnati, man, and I had nothing to do with it. It's crazy. I mean, I'm losing my mind. This is nuts. Hold on a second. What? Okay. Look, I gotta go, man. I just got a huge order. Donald Trump Jr. just ordered 47 cases of Cocoa Puffs.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Let's talk about words that you have trouble saying.
Oh, man. I have a list.
A lot of people have a list.
Yeah. Great job to have where you can't speak very well.
Right? We picked a great vocation for our abilities not use the English language.
Yeah, yeah.
So there are a lot of things that people say wrong automatically, and there are lists of those, like Alzheimer's disease. People say old-timer's disease.
Which, you know, kind of makes sense in that one, at least, yeah.
Arctic. People don't say put the C in there.
Oh, yeah.
Usually people just say Arctic.
I know. Arctic. One that really bugs me is when people say pictures instead of pictures.
Yeah.
I hate that.
That's another one.
I don't know why it bugs me. Who cares?
And we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Words that you can't say correctly. Ask is changing.
What do you mean?
Ask. If you ask a question.
Yeah. Ax.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This pronunciation has been around so long, over 1,000 years, that linguists think that we should cherish it as part of our heritage.
Wait, 1,000 years? I don't think that's right. Is that right?
That's what they say.
Okay. Yeah.
Supposedly might be changing to be also correct.
I'm okay with that. I ask you a question. I'm okay
right?
with it. Yeah.
Cavalry.
Oh, I can't say that.
Cavalry,
I can't say it.
Two different things.
Yes.
Cavalry, you can't say?
No, I don't know why. Calvary.
Calvary is the where Jesus was.
Cavalry.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't say.
Is coming.
It. Nope.
Yes.
And wolf. I can't say wolf. I always leave out the L. It's about L's for some reason.
Is it really?
L's.
All
yeah.
L's?
Well, a lot of times I'll just drop them. I'm not even aware of it.
You say champ at the bit?
No. chomp at the bit.
Yeah, that's what I always thought. But it's not correct.
It's champ at the
champ
bit?
At the bit.
It is
yes.
not.
It is, yes.
You got some sort of weird, they're screwing
it
with
is.
You
that's
website.
That's true.
I don't think that's right.
It is right.
Because that's what the horses do. They chomp at the bit.
They champ at the bit.
Do they really?
That's what they're
you
saying.
You damn
in
horses.
This list.
Huh.
Then you got all the words that you add an X to, like escape.
Yeah.
Well, where there's not an X there.
Right.
Especially, there's not an X there.
Espresso.
There's not an X there.
Right.
Right, all of those words.
Yeah.
So 818-955-KLOS with words that you can't say properly. Can you say February?
No, I have a tough time. I intentionally say it wrong all the time.
I think everyone does, though, don't they?
Yeah, because you can't say it right.
Nobody says February.
No.
That's just not...
February.
Correct.
But that's so wrong. I know it's wrong.
It's 100% wrong, but that's how people say it.
I always say this month wrong. February.
But there's also that part where acts and ask, where it becomes like, okay, well... Due to usage.
Yeah. Starting to slide over.
Maybe
well, just lazy. So we're all lazy. We're all like, yeah, screw it.
Very much could
good.
Be. Very much
I'm on
could
board
be.
That.
Is it GIF or GIF?
It's totally GIF. I mean, I don't care. I don't know what these people
you don't care
freaks
anymore?
Out. No, but I mean, it was supposed to be a GIF. That's the person, whoever created it, that's how they, that's what they
GIF.
Said.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I can go with that.
Yeah.
So 818-955-KLOS. Words that you have trouble, words or phrases. That you have trouble saying.
I say Northern Lights instead of Aurora Borealis.
Well, you've never been able to say that.
Nope. Can't say it at all.
Neither can I.
Oh, really?
818-955-KLOS. We're talking about words that you have problems saying correctly.
Supposedly, even though it's supposedly.
Supposedly is said a lot.
And I do accidentally say that sometimes.
Do you?
And I hate it. Yeah, I put in a B instead of the D.
It's clearly not there, but people do say that a lot. You're right.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hey, you know what? I just wanted to say... a word that people mispronounce all the time.
Okay.
It's, I mean, people always say brain fart.
Right.
It's actually an infarct. It's a lack of oxygen.
Oh, but now you're being, okay. But now you're being picky.
No, I go with brain, whatever. Any kind of fart.
Brain fart. It's like, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, I mean, it's
a screw up when you can't think of something.
Yeah, it's just a turn of a phrase. It's not actually supposed to be.
It means a brain infarct. It's when someone has a stroke, it's an infarct.
All right, no one's going to say it that way. I'm sorry to tell you.
I'm going to start saying it that way, just to piss you off. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello!
It's actually a phrase that a lot of people, I hear a lot of people say, and I always say think they say it wrong, is it, you get an A for effort or an E for effort? I always thought it was an E for effort, because in school you get an E if you're for effort and work habits.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You get an A for effort. But I always
that's us old farts that still say A, you know, you get A, B, C, D, and F as your grades.
But do you
but then
get
they
an
changed
A
it
for
to,
effort?
Yeah, that is what they used to say, but then it's changed.
Oh,
to,
I
yeah,
see.
Yeah, yeah. Or P for participation.
And yeah, whatever.
There's the old farts. We're screwing you up, sir. We're sorry. 818-955-KLOS, the word you or someone always says wrong.
We're talking about words or phrases that you have problems with.
I have a problem with the word mortgage. I always say mortgage.
Oh, that's interesting.
I mean, it is spelled with a silent T. No, it isn't.
Yeah, no, you don't say...
It's spelled with a silent T,
yeah. Which is ridiculous. Silent
mortgage.
Letters.
Yeah, let's take out silent letters. Yeah.
My problem is the first G, though.
Oh, really? Yeah. How did you say it again?
I say mortgage.
Mortgage.
Well, that's absurd.
I get away with it every single time, but I know it's supposed to, that G is supposed to be in there somewhere.
Yeah, wow. you take a look though. Next time you say it, and there'll be people looking you askance.
Maybe
like,
you're
what
a
did
bit,
he just say?
Maybe he's crazy.
We won't give him that mortgage after all.
Thank you for calling KLOS. Hello.
Philanthropy. I always have a hard time with philanthropy.
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 I don't feel like it's one that we use a lot.
Very few philanthropists. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, that one gets me.
I gotcha. All right. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey there. I was calling about the words.
Words you have problems with? Yep. Verbs or phrases?
One I hate the most is probably a squash it. It's supposed to be quash it with a Q.
You're right.
Interesting.
And you always do add an S to it. That's true.
Yep.
I guess squash.
I never even thought of that.
Yeah, you don't squash something. Is that even a word at all?
Look, I'm lucky if I get the subject and the verb in the right order. That's all I'm going for.
Well, too bad you didn't ever study any English in school at all. That's a damn shame. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
The other day I heard my little 12-year-old boy talking to one of his little girlfriends on the phone, and he was saying, he said, irregardless.
Mm.
I'm like, what? Irregardless, what the hell?
You know, that's something that's only recently been quashed. Everybody was saying irregardless a lot.
It's been squashed, you mean.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Yeah, I hate that word.
Did you have a word with him and tell him to hang up on that girl and never talk to her again?
I forbid him to say that word ever again.
Well, good luck with that.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, yeah, my friend. He every time we go out of the county, he'll say, no, we're going out, we're in a different country.
Oh. Instead of county, he would say country?
Yeah.
You sure he's not just screwing around?
No, he's not. He's serious.
He thinks he's in Canada. He thinks he's in Iran.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo? Yep.
Yes, sir. Words or phrases you have problems with?
That dark liquid goodness bottle that's at your local steakhouse. Worcestershire sauce. I could never get that right.
No, I don't even try.
I cannot.
I can't either.
All
is it?
I love the stuff, but
yeah. How do you say it?
I don't know. Do you know how to say it?
Let's Google it.
Best use of this radio station ever.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Words or phrases that you have problems with. We're talking about words or phrases that you have problems with.
Whenever I talk to my girlfriend, I say try and say I love you. It always comes out, I want to have sex with your sister.
Totally understandable.
I
very
have
natural.
Sex with your sister. Wow, that's quite
the tongue. You know,
that is a slip of a tongue.
That's what you're hoping for, anyway.
Absolutely.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Words or phrases you have problems with?
Yes, I have three. When people say available,
they say what?
What?
When they say available instead of available.
Oh, I've never heard anyone
Neither
say
I.
available.
Really? And then when they say sword.
Oh yeah,
sword. Yeah,
yeah.
Sword.
Sure.
And then the one phrase that my mom always says, she says, that food was so bomb diddly, and I go, Mom, it's not diddly, it's bomb diggity. Diddly just doesn't sound right.
Well, diddly's a little more fun though.
Bomb diddly is hilarious.
Right on, Mom.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for
calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got one. This one pisses me off.
All right.
When people use the term, the comparison, a fine line. As in, there's a fine line between laziness and incompetence.
Right.
It's a blur. It's a gray area. It's a fuzzy area. If you have a fine line, then you have a clear difference. If there's a fuzzy area, then there's an overlap, and it pisses me off.
That feels like a you problem.
I have a list of about five of those. I can't think
really?
Of a single one of them right now, but I know.
I mean, technically, you're correct.
Right, I guess, I think.
There's a fine line. There's a fine line between stupidity and genius. Of course. Yeah. I mean, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
So you're saying there's no fine line. It's a very, very gray-ish area.
No, I mean, if you're going to say something is clearly different, then there's a fine line. Yes. But if there's a blur, let's say a fine line between abusiveness and meanness.
Oh, right.
A blur.
Right.
There's an overlap.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. I have a list of them, too. I can't think of a single one of them, but I hear people use phrases, and I'm like, stop it!
Best of luck with that.
Yeah. Fine line between love and hate. That is like, because, you know, it's not passion. It's extreme emotion. So it's like you can slip from love to hate fairly quickly. I think that is
love?
A perfect example of fine line.
I'm very confused now. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got a word for you guys.
Yes, words or phrases you have problems with. What?
Ask. People always say, ask you a question.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, we were just talking about it. That is actually becoming...
It's almost becoming...
socially
valid.
Acceptable.
Yes,
yeah.
It's almost becoming socially acceptable because it's said so much. I know.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you...
Yeah. It's like, are you going to kill me when you ask me a question or what?
Depends on the answer. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
All right, first of all, it's pronounced Worcestershire sauce.
Yay, well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
And secondly?
And I only know that because I grew up north of Boston.
Ah, okay.
However, that has caused me not to be able to say the word. I'm going to try really hard here. Drawer.
Oh.
You mean like a drawer in a cabinet?
Like you, yes.
Yeah.
I always say draw. Open the drawer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really bastardized Boston version of it.
Yeah, are you Kat's mom?
You need to let that go.
Good luck with that, though.
Boston will kill you.
Right?
Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
Words or phrases you have trouble with. We're talking about words or phrases that you have trouble with.
Thesaurus. The dinosaur
form. Thesaurus?
Yeah, I can never pronounce that.
How do you say it?
I call it the dinosaur book, Thesaurus.
The dinosaur book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got to go with what you got.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Thanks for calling. I do that with artists a lot until I really know who they're, how to pronounce their name.
Right.
And I'll just be like, you know, that one guy from that one band.
Sure.
Just, you know, I'm sure they appreciate that. Hi, KLOS.
I've been in insurance for like 20 years with the life license and... I had to sell annuities and
annuities.
I know, and I always say annuities.
I like that.
And
that's much more interesting.
I think I would go for that first.
I'll take annuity.
And the guys always listen to me when I said, you know, I got to talk to you about annuities. And they said, okay. You know, so
listen, you always get people's attention that way.
I did.
Ray Stevens would definitely approve. Thank you for calling. Annuities. I like it.
That's a good reference too. KLOS, hello.
Modern. Yo, yo, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you. Words and phrases you have problems with.
Yeah, let me stop and say, I'm a 44-year-old black man, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't up until like last year, like one of my Latino friends, we're all talking, and I told him, like, hey, let me ask you. And he's like, whoa, what do you mean ask? like, what are you talking about? And like, he started like, you know, black people, they always say ask.
Yeah, that's where it came from, really. That is basically where it came from.
But I couldn't, like, understand the difference. You know, we have to, like,
talk
for a while. Like, man, this guy's right. It's like, ask, you know? And like, I watch, like, you know, my people talk. I never noticed that, you know, like, 43 years. And like,
are you,
like, man,
able to change now, or are you going to bother even trying? Because, you know, who cares?
No. Now that I hear the difference, I'm like, maybe say, like, 50% of the time, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I told him, well, you need to stop asking me that, you know, like, you know, I don't, it's weird, it's, you know, and I know my people can't relate, but, you know.
Yeah.
Like 43 years, never noticed it.
Well,
you know?
I'm glad we've come around to your way of thinking, but please, sir, put the axe down. Right on, dude. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, the one that I think everybody needs to stop using is when they're complaining and they go, who does that? I'll tell you who, the very a-hole you're talking about. That's who.
Almost always, that's the person that you're talking to.
Turns out.
Oh, my God. Let's stop. And it, like, it kind of gives them a pass somehow.
Right.
I got you. All right.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS,
I mean,
hello.
Who does that?
Who says that? Hello?
There are two that drive me crazy. When someone says milestone instead of milestone.
Wow, I haven't heard that.
Oh, no, I've been hearing that a lot lately. And the other one is vice versa.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, I do hear that, actually, yeah.
Straight I hear that up, one a lot, too. I'm surprised you guys haven't heard Mildstone yet.
No, that was really, I hate that. I already hate that. From day one, I'm hating it.
I know one guy who uses probably about three-quarters of the stuff that you've been discussing.
Oh, man.
You need to cut that dude loose.
Hi, my name is Nicole.
Nicole, what's your last name?
Brown. And my brother is named James Brown. And my dad, God bless his soul, was Jerry Brown.
I was calling about having a famous person's name.
Yes, what do you got?
Yeah, my name's Rudy Valentino.
Greg Allman.
Greg Allman!
Greg Allman's calling in. All right.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You have the name of someone famous?
Yes, sir. Rick James, bitch.
So I was talking to Bay last night.
Shut up.
Okay.
How dare you?
That is a perfect example of
phrases and words.
Phrases and words that
modern
need to die.
Stuff that needs to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I made a list myself.
Okay.
Okay, number one, for sure, my brother, my vajayjay.
So I hate it when you ask somebody a question and they will answer with, well, yes and no.
Yeah.
It can't be both.
Well, yes and no.
You go, girl. Live, laugh, love.
Oh, yeah. Eat, love, pray. Hate him.
It is what it is.
My bad.
Ah.
no worries. Words and phrases that
need to die. Yeah.
Good looking out. Yeah, my wife tells me this all the time. I hate you, Bob.
Bob?
What does Bob mean?
Is your name Bob?
Yes.
Some sort of TV show now? Turn everything into a damn TV show.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You said it, sister. Hey, what is it we're giving away today?
A 4-pack of tickets to KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th.
That sounds wunderbar. I was thinking maybe we could do it right after I hear Benny and the Jets. So, like, I don't know, 40 minutes or so from now, be caller 13. And as soon as Benny and the Jets is done, you be caller 13 and you win from KLOS. Creep from STP. A couple of songs in the 90s with that particular sentiment. And right before that was Benny and the Jets, which we told you to be listening for. KLOS, who's this?
This is Ben.
Ben? As in Benny and the Jets?
Kind of, yeah.
That's a weird coincidence. Well, I guess that was a lucky song for you because you call her 13.
No bloody way!
It's a 4-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Yeah, you have you always wanted to kind of hang out in the park after everything closed?
As a matter of fact, I have, yeah.
On August 25th, that's what you're doing with the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park?
Oh, kick ass! That's awesome!
Right on, man. Congratulations. Wild Child, that is the Black Keys, who invite you to join them at the Forum on October 8th for the Dropout Boogie Tour. And they went on to say, bring a friend, bring a date, bring an urn full of your meemaw. Whatever makes you happy. Hey, I know that you know we're giving away the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park tickets, 4 packs of tickets for this event that's happening on August 25th. Be listening in about 20 minutes for your next chance to win from 95.5 KLOS. Hey, Kevin, what is that you got right there?
It's a... What?
It's
the Summer Invasion of KLOS, of Disneyland's California Adventure Park.
4-pack of tickets?
Yes, that's very different than what I thought you were asking for.
I could get a lot of cash for that. May I steal them from you?
You may not. No, we have to give them away to caller 13. August 25th, KLOS takes over the park, and it'll be just you and other KLOS listeners.
And you are in, if you're caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Who are you?
Hi, Martha. I'm a caller 13.
You are caller 13.
Oh, no, I've been trying. Dang.
13 is my favorite number.
And also, you're our winner.
All right.
So on August 25th, we are expecting you to show up at the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park with 3 of your closest enemies to have a damn good time.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
Congratulations. Have a great time.
Hey, and speaking of numbers, be caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. You know why. If you are, you got a 4-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney's California Adventure Park. Good luck. Hello, KLOS.
Yes, did I win?
Well, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd raises a good question. What's your name?
Roseanne.
Roseanne, you're caller 13. Hey, who's in the background?
It's my husband, Jesse.
KLOS, baby.
Kevin, tell them what they won.
It's a 4-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. It's happening August 25th.
That sound good to you? You guys be able to go?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Go.
Well, good. You win.
Yay. Woo!
Speaking of the Fab Four, it was on this day in rock in 1962. What were you doing on this day in rock in 1962? Beatles were playing their first ever live show in Wales. It cost 5 shillings, which is about 70 cents, to get in. The Who kicked off their first ever full North American live tour on this day in rock in 1967. It was a Memorial Coliseum in Portland, Oregon, and they were the opening band for Herman's Hermits. The BBC finally gave up and lifted their ban on the Sex Pistols on this day in rock in 1977 when they appeared on the Top of the Pops show with a video clip for one of my all-time favorite rock songs ever, Pretty Vacant.